This is London at Large with Al Coombs on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
And welcome to London at Large on News Talk 1290 CJBK. My name is Al Coombs. Tim Daniel working hard on the guest. We'll talk a little bit about politics over the next little while. We'll do a little bit of politics, and then, Tim, I'm going to throw you a bone, okay?
Throw me a bone?
Are you ready? This one's for you. You ready? Okay. Before the end of the hour, here's what we're going to do, okay?
All right.
How many baseball teams are there in Canada at Major League Baseball level?
One.
For now, we'll talk to the people that are trying to change that.
Yes.
The Montreal Expos, a grassroots organization, is really, really getting up steam. Really, really gaining steam. And we'll actually talk about what they have planned to get even more steam, believe it or not. But there is a party that is starting to finally, and I say this finally get a voice in mainstream. And we've been doing our best to make sure, if for no other reason, we at least just have other ideas presented to get them a voice. And that is the Freedom Party of Ontario. Al Gretzky is running in London West and joins us now. It almost just feels like we just did this, didn't we?
It almost feels like we just did this. Yes, Al. Yeah, yes. I go along with you.
In more ways than one, but you, I mean, even more recently in the London by-election, in the London West by-election, when you have these elections for your riding in such short succession, does that change the strategy of campaigning at all?
No. In our case, Freedom Party, whether there's an election or not, because we are a small party trying to grow, trying to get our name out, we never stop.
Right.
It's ongoing.
Right. It just drives me nuts, though, because, like I said, I'm trying so hard to get you guys this voice, and you've been saying that you've been getting a lot of emails saying they mm-hmm. want to volunteer,
yep. mm-hmm.
but that doesn't necessarily mean people have heard of you when you go door to door. You're still doing the My Name
that's,
Is.
That's correct. You have this really flashy card that with your picture on it and your name on it so that they will believe that this is you.
Right. Know, that's
that
right.
Kind of thing, yeah.
yeah. And, of course, it's always followed by, are you related to?
Yes.
Just because we get inundated with the emails, you are Walter's brother.
Correct.
All right. So there is a relation there.
That's correct.
All right. Just now we can go.
Now we can move on. Now we can move on.
The elephant in the room is being addressed. Okay. Walter's brother. Yeah. Or as he would probably say, I'm Al's brother.
No, he's the older one, so
we
have to go with the paternal thing. So, yeah, so he gets the call.
Gotcha. I want to dive into politics here because this in my mind, there has never been a more important election, in my mind, for Ontario. That's not to say that whoever wins is going to, you know, either be the savior or be the ruiner of the province. It's just this is a very pivotal time for Ontario. Let me say wishes become ponies. Al, you get to form majority government Ontario. Where do you even start with the mess that is Ontario right now?
Well, actually, that's a fairly quick, simple one for a start.
Is it? Okay.
And that would be green energy program. One of the things that the other parties aren't telling you is that in November of last year, the courts in Ontario ruled that anyone entering into a contract with the government does not necessarily have the right to expect that contract never to change. So, and this is in the Court of Appeals in Ontario.
Right.
And so the government has the opportunity right now to start cutting back the cost that they're spending on this. They're not even going there. They're not even touching that. They're not even telling you about that. And why? We don't know why, other than they like the whatever, the power, the prestige that comes in with all these people.
So there, you're saying job number one, you would be able to scrap the Green Energy Act as it is right now?
You wouldn't be able to literally scrap it.
Right.
But what you would be able to do is you would be able to begin to cut back the cost of it. And that would be the second part. The first part, of course, would be to say anything that isn't signed right now is done. It is not going to happen ever, so forget it. That's number one. And as you're reading right now on that sheet that I gave you, it specifies that the parties that have signed on with the government cannot expect that things won't change. It's a government, and things do change.
I'm literally reading this right now. The key part of this story is the phrase anymore. In other words, the PCs are not willing to disrupt the current arrangements to pay gas, wind, and solar electricity generators at above market prices for the electricity they do or do not provide to the grid. And then the highlighted piece in here, in November of 2013, the Ontario Court of Appeal essentially said in the case of Trillium versus Ontario, the government is free to make changes of policy. Why do you suppose that we're not hearing more about that?
Power and politics. I think we've all heard that one before.
Right.
But that would be my only guess, because I'm not in their head, and I don't know why. But it is all in there. It's a court case that's been settled.
Here's an interesting... I'm going to challenge you just a little bit on this, Mr. Gretzky. And as we speak with Al Gretzky, running London West for the Freedom Party of Ontario. Out of all of the problems that I look at for Ontario facing... I don't think, as much as the Ontario Hydro comes up over and over again, I don't see how that is the biggest problem that Ontario is facing right now.
I think maybe if we had a playback, you asked me where I would start.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And that's a quick start.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why you want to start there is because the problem that we're having is the debt and the deficit. And the debt and the deficit is growing because businesses are leaving Ontario quicker than they're coming here.
Right.
We have to entice them to come back. And one of the ways to entice them to come back is to give them a level playing field, a playing field where they can survive, they can make money, and as awful as it sounds, be greedy. In other words, if they make a profit, think about keeping it and giving it to their shareholders and paying their workers, that type of thing. Once you start that process, that alleviates a whole section of problems that you have. Then what you have to do is then go to the government side, and that is you have to tackle the real problem, which is, in this case, the elephant in the room is healthcare.
Healthcare.
Which is consuming approximately 50% of all the taxes collected in Ontario. One thing that people aren't aware of, and no one out there is talking about it, between healthcare, education, social services, and the interest on the debt, those four things consume 100% of every tax dollar collected in Ontario.
Wow.
Just those four things. Now, there's approximately 2,200 other ministries to run in this province.
Mm-hmm.
What do they run on? All you have left is, I call it welfare payment from the government. That's a transfer. And you have, like, your fees and licenses and that kind of thing, which adds up to about another $24 million, or billion dollars. How are you going to run the province on that?
Now, again, we're speaking with Al Gretzky. Al Gretzky running in London West with the Freedom Party of Ontario. What I find amazing about that is I think you're right. And what I found amazing, and I made this not announcement, that's not the right word, but I kind of noticed this going back early of last week in saying I can't remember an election in the province of Ontario that didn't have health and education as the number one and number two buzzword that they threw out. But that's not the case in this one. Nobody's talking about health or education at all, which I find amazing. The problem is, I agree with you, that out of all of the buzzwords you could possibly come up, healthcare, education take up a huge portion of that. You know that more than I know. You can't sit there and say I'm going to cut funding to Ontario health, I'm going to cut funding to Ontario education. Yeah, it'd be political suicide.
Absolutely it would. And that's the sad part, is that when anybody stands up and says we have to look at health care, we have to look at the funding right away, they start screaming and running for the hills, privatization.
Right.
Well, that's not the case. There is, back in 1969, before Premier Robarts, another conservative, decided he had a better idea. We used to have a health care system where over 82% of the people had health care, private health care. Plus, we had government care for people who couldn't afford that. Then the conservatives decided that they would bring in the Ontario tax. That's your personal tax that you pay every year now. They brought that in 1969, and the deal was that would pay for your health care forever, and you would never have to worry about it again. Then they made single payer. Government was the only person who could do that. They put an end to insurance companies, private companies, whatever. Done. That's why we're in the mess we're in, because when you got one person doing the whole thing with a monopoly, Eventually, you get into rationing, which is what's happening now.
We've got to take a quick break in half a second, then we're going to do a quick check-in with Tara Overholt. But I want you to stick around because I've got a few more questions. Before we break, I need kind of a one and a half, two-minute answer, because this is the problem that a lot of people see in politics, okay? So I'm listening to you, very, very intelligent. Listened to Salim Mansour the other day. Very, very intelligent man. Paul McKeever, all from the Freedom Party of Ontario. Very, very intelligent man. All seem to know exactly what's wrong with the government. Are there plans to fix these things?
Yes, and the short answer to that all is that you have to put it out on the table for people to be able to see what it is that you're going to do. And we're simply saying you have to bring competition back into everything. We're talking competition back into healthcare, not privatization, not cutting. You don't have to cut anything. If you bring in competition, those people who may lose their job as far as the government is concerned will now be able to go work in the private sector because the jobs will be opening up there. So it's not a matter of lopping anything off.
All right. Beautiful. And I'm sorry to shortchange you.
Yeah.
We'll give you more time, I promise. We've just got to take a quick break on the other side. Tara Overholt from CTV News is going to be stopping by just very quickly to give us a recap of everything that happened today at Mayor Fontana's trial, and then more with Al Gretzky from the Freedom Party of Ontario. This is London at Large, News Talk 1290, CJBK. We're going to continue our conversation with Al Gretzky. Al Gretzky running with the Freedom Party of Ontario. In London West. Al, we've been talking an awful lot just about policies and just about how we fix things. Is Ontario broken right now? Is that the best way to phrase it? Are we broken right now?
No, I wouldn't say that we're actually broken. I would say that we have been dismantled and all the pieces are there and all the pieces are functioning. And all we have to do is get someone who's willing to put the effort in to put it back together the way that it used to be, the way that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken it apart. And what they've done is they've stuck in things that don't belong.
Right.
Things like, well, in today's paper, now this is a little item, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is just one of those tiny little things that drive people nuts in the story about the kickback scheme and for cleaning. But there was one line in the paper which drew my attention, and it was, although some politicians are entitled to free cleaning. Excuse me? They make four times as much as the average person, and we got to pay for their cleaning? That's the sort of thing that's been inserted into the government that needs to be cleaned out. Now, it's the government's working, and it's fine. We just need to clean the mess out.
It's funny. It reminds me very much of when Pope Francis came in, and you know, we were sitting there, and that's when we realized just how grandiose other popes' lives were, when we realized he's sitting there driving his beat-down car. And we're like, actually, I never really thought about how expensive that car would have been to operate. How do I phrase this properly? I agree that the Freedom Party of Ontario deserves just as much a chance as the Green Party, deserves just as much of a chance as the NDP, the Liberals, the PCs, the Libertarian Party of Ontario. I agree with all of that. That having been said, I'm sure you don't sit there and think we're going to form a majority government or anything along those lines. I think numerically it's impossible for you guys to do that. What does the Freedom Party of Ontario actually want?
In my case, I can tell you exactly what it is that I want. And I had someone say, well, you know, you're going to lose. And I'll say, well, then I'm not interested in talking to you because, as our leader said, we're not just talking to losers. Because people who think that way is what they are.
Right.
So from my point of view, this is the way it works. If I can get another 100 people or 500 people or another 1% of the people to listen to what the Freedom Party is and what we believe in and come to our ideas and our side and join us, I'm a winner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. When you're starting out the way we are and we're starting to get known, the object is, yes, eventually to form the government. But right now, the most important thing is for people to know who we are and what it is that we do. And that's my goal. That's what I'm trying to do.
And I've said this over and over again, the thing that I want and the thing that makes an election interesting, which seems to be null and void so far with the big three, is the lack of ideas. I love that when an election comes out and we say, here's ideas. This is why we're all different. This is why all of the political parties need to be separated, is because we have different ideas on how the province needs to be run. What does the Freedom Party of Ontario then stand for? What is it that you guys would say, this is what we want to do to make sure that the province is run this way?
A couple of ways to go there. First of all, we deal with the basic government idea. As we were talking earlier, government was originally designed for three purposes: the protection of life, liberty, and property, period. Mm-hmm. And parties were originally created to make sure that government didn't harass the people.
Okay? Okay.
That's what they were originally designed to do.
Right.
And of course, it's upside down now. So we have to put it back to the way it was. That's really what it is. And get government doing only what they're supposed to do. Never mind get out of our bedroom, get out of our kitchen, get out of my tool shed.
Right.
Just go away and leave us alone to do our thing. Protect us when we need it, but let us move forward. And the other thing that's very, very important, and that's personal freedom. But personal freedom comes with a caveat, and that is personal responsibility, which means you can do whatever it is that you want, but you can't do it at the expense of someone else. You can't hurt someone else. You can't do that. Your first obligation is to look after yourself, then make sure that the rest of the world is fine.
I am hopeful. I would never give a plug for any political party, and I hope that you appreciate mm-hmm. that's
certainly
not what this is. But I am hopeful that the discussion starts off with more parties and more ideas, and that's one of the things that I commend the Freedom Party of Ontario for. It's one of the things that I commend the Green Party of Ontario for, is at least kind of coming out and saying, we know that we're in a dogfight right now, but at least we want our voices heard. So thank you, Mr. Gretzky, for joining us to at least get that voice heard for the London West area.
It's my pleasure, and thank you, Mr. Coombs, for having me on again.
Well, I have a feeling that we'll be speaking quite a bit over the next little while. I do have to change gears. Plug your ears for just half a second, okay? Plug your ears, because the Liberal Party of Ontario announced their platform over the weekend. Okay, Mr. Gretzky, just have a sip of water. You'll be fine. Just have a sip of water. You'll be fine. They did announce their platform over the weekend and did throw in there that they were planning, hoping to get in there what the Ontario pension plan would be. We can't call it the OPP because that acronym's already taken. But we'll get details on why this actually might be a bad idea. Oh, no, not more bad news for the Liberals. That's coming up next as we continue London at Large. News Talk 1290, CJBK. I'm going to be going into this next hour. I just had a very, very frustrating experience, and I'll be going a little bit more into it coming up next hour. But I have to just mention, just finishing a conversation with Al Gretzky from the Freedom Party of Ontario. If you are voting this election, and you should, but if you are voting this election, please just take the time to go off the beaten track a little bit. And I'm not saying this because you want to protest. I'm not saying this because you want to get all rowdy against the big three. I'm not saying that by any... I will be the first one to say that I have read the NDP and the Liberal platforms. I have read all the white pages for the Ontario PCs and have a fairly good idea of what all of the big three announce. For the sake of interest, please just start reading the other one for no other reason than to get excited about politics and see that there are some good ideas out there. There are some wonderful ideas. The NDP, the one that I love that the NDP are putting out, is talking about making schools the community cornerstone again. I love the Ontario PCs talking about shrinking the government. I love that idea. I love the I love the idea of, up until recently, the idea of the Liberals saying that they are going to do their best to make sure that they have an Ontario pension for everybody. But on top of that, I like the Liberal idea that they are going to be bringing out help for students going to post-secondary. But I have to pause right there, because I get an email from the CFIB and they say, yeah, you know that Ontario proposed pension plan? Hold off a second.